two-door?
A two-door car?
Is that coupe, is coupe or couple?
Would, well, I mean, is a coupe any different than a two-door sedan?
I guess not.
What would you call a little, a sports model, maybe with bucket seats?
What would I call a sports car?
Okay. You remember those old models from back in the 30s and 40s that sometimes had outside seats in the back?
Rumble seats.
Okay. What would you call a very large and very pretentious car?
Luxury car.
Okay. Any other names for them?
Cadillac, Continental.
What about the kind of car that's got storage area and seats in it?
Station wagon.
Okay. And you mentioned pickup vehicle. Are there any other kinds of trucks? Smaller trucks besides 18-wheeler?
Dump truck.
What kind of small trucks, in other words, might you bring some kind of small items from your house?
Probably need a pickup.
Okay. What about small trucks that most farmers have to haul around feed or?
Well, they have pickups too.
Okay.
What
might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
Taxi.
Okay. What about a car?
Oh, I can take a car too. Or a limousine.
Ah, there you go. What kind of public transportation?
Bus.
Oh, you get around in the bus. What else in Birmingham? Anything else in Birmingham?
No, we don't have subways or just taxis and stuff.
But it is funny, the things will fall into the patterns in areas.
That's true. This is for your linguistics class? Is Elena in your class?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking undergraduate. It's been a long time since I had linguistics course. But this is not just linguistics, it's structure of the language and history of language. Very interesting. I'm learning quite a few things.
I'm learning a lot too, I'm just sitting here.
Where's the speedometer at on your car?
Where's the speedometer?
Where's it located?
In the dashboard floor.
Okay.
About the driver.
What's the little place over on the right side of the dashboard?
The glove compartment.
Okay. And what's the thing that you turn the car with?
Steering.
Okay. And what other kinds of gauges or instruments might there be?
You have a fixer, a blinker, horn, I don't think the thing
that you use. What else is on the dashboard?
You have the radio, the heater, the everything, the lighter, the ashtray.
Okay. If you were going to wrap, what might you wrap around several maps to keep them together? In
your van.
If you had just a few sheets of paper, you might want to keep them together. How would you keep
an
them?
Envelope?
Well, we don't want to fold them, but I want to attach them somewhere to keep them together.
Okay.
What might you
stay with them, leave them in the paper clip?
Okay. Where do you keep your spare tire in this car?
In which car? My car?
Yeah.
In a car?
In a car. Where do you keep the spare tire?
Well, if it's got a trunk, you keep it in a trunk.
What kind of car do you have?
I've got a Pacer and you keep it underneath the little thing.
Well, normally you keep it in the trunk, right?
Yeah.
Do you have your car with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have parking space?
Do we have parking space? No.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to have a car and you live on campus.
Yes, right? That's right.
So is there a place behind
for
the...
For freshmen, there's no way, but yeah, for a professional.
So you can't have a car, mm-hmm. And there's actually a place for it to park in your lot?
Sometimes.
This place is crazy to park around.
I know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the little thing in the floor that you...
Accelerator brake.
Oh, okay.
Clutch.
Brake too. Clutch. And you shift gears. And it doesn't have an automatic brake. What do you call the thing you shift gears with?
Gear shift, I guess.